What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
That'd have been a hell of a way to start the show. Laying on the ground. Hey, everybody. Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's the fan. Oh, this light is bright. Can you see me on the screen? Watch.
Yes. Yes. And that counted.
Oh, I look like Sheamus.
I didn't have my mic on, so that's one. I'm going to go ahead and self-report.
I'm going to have to change
it. You had your back turned. You probably did. I mean, so you wouldn't have seen it. But yeah.
Wait, my ring light.
And you're wearing green.
And I'm wearing green.
Yeah, so that works.
Fella!
The problem is you're not nearly as pale.
No, I'm not.
As him.
The ring light went out in the studio. I turned out one of our studio lights onto me for the stream. And now I look like I just got, like, my entrance music just played. And I'm about to walk out as entrant number 27 in the Royal Rumble. Both spots, 27 winning in both Rumbles on Saturday night. I'm assuming you've
Why would you interrupt me? I was enjoying that. I'm quoting Sheamus.
Bella!
As Sheamus stood back and just watched everything that Joe Hendry did. And then got mad when Joe Hendry got eliminated. That was great.
I was also upset. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in the Rob Brown Show on the radio. It's the Fan Upstate. You know, Lonzo, the other seductive voice you hear on the show. I really wish this would have been a more entertaining sports weekend, you know? No football. I'm like, oh, this is boring. This sucks. This stinks. There's nothing fun to watch. The clash at Bowman Gray Coliseum going late into the night last night. Boring. Rory McIlroy going twos on 571-yard par fours. Boring. Huge baseball deals going down. Boring. Royal Rumble Saturday night. Boring. Pro Bowl game last night. Boring. Luka Doncic getting traded at, not a joke, 12:15 Saturday morning. Boring.
Wow, that was funny. So just got done watching the Royal Rumble, played a video game for a little while, was going into the bedroom, decided to turn the TV on, and there it was. Like, what?
I almost texted you, like,
oh, I was there.
Dude, question mark?
Oh, yeah. It must have just happened because it was right around when it happened. I turned on breaking news, like, what happened? This ain't real.
You know, it's every now and then, like 2-3 times a year, something will happen that I will text Lonzo and be like, question mark? Like, am I high right now? What is happening right now? I got home on Saturday. Went and watched the Royal Rumble with Joey B and the boys. Threw a little basement party. Got home. Got in front of the TV. Played some Marvel Rivals. That's my new game right now. Big fan, by the way. A lot of fun. Played some Marvel Rivals. And then it got to be about 12 o'clock. I got home about 11. Went in the room. I was still amped up from the Rumble, obviously. Went in the bro cave, started playing some Marvel Rivals, hanging out, you know, talking junk with the fellas on the interwebs. And then about 12 o'clock, I was like, all right, I think I've had enough of this. I've had a long day. I didn't get the siesta today. Let's call it a day. So, you know, threw on the old PJs, threw on the old comfy ones, went down to the bed, laid down in the bed, and I was like, you know what, one more doom scroll of the social media. Let's find out what's going on in the world. Let's see what chaos and mayhem is breaking out on planet Earth before I go to bed. There's nothing that gets me more ready to fall asleep and head off into slumberland than finding out what catastrophes are taking place around the globe. And I pop online, and what do I see but a Shams bomb that says Luka Doncic is being sent to the LA Lakers in return for Anthony Davis. And my immediate reaction was, oh, Shams got hawked. Shams got hawked late at night. This obviously isn't correct. And then I started scrolling and I thought, wait a minute. This is popping up other places now. Is this for real? This was at 12:12 at nighttime. And I thought, Shams got hacked, right? Like, there's no way this is real. And then other people started going in. For about 7 minutes, 8 minutes. For about 7, 8 minutes, Twitter was nothing but people going, Shams hacked? Question mark?
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to check sources and all that. You just can't believe everything first thing you see. You just can't anymore.
I'm going to give Shams credit for this. Since he took over from the captain of the Woj bomb machine, right? When Woj stepped out and Shams checked in and became that guy for ESPN, I'm going to say I don't think he's missed. It seems like when he pushes send on the old tweet machine, he's right. He's pretty much nailed it so far in that role. To the point that, you know, there's a small list of sports reporters that if something goes out on their Twitter account, I'm like, that's legit. Shefty used to be on that. I will acknowledge, even I, like, when I get a Shefty bomb, I'm like, all right, let me go follow the paper trail here. Shefty used to be on that list, not so much anymore. I'm not saying he's like bad, and just, you know, I'm a little skeptical, is all. There's a small, very small, tiny, fractional number of reporters that when they pop off a tweet that has something like that, I'm like, all right, good as gold. This guy's never missed. Shams has never missed. That I'm aware of. Not that's come across my screen. I saw that. My immediate reaction was somebody, like, Shams left his cell phone sitting on the table at a restaurant somewhere, and some waiter was like, I'm about to completely unhinge the NBA world. I'm going to make up a trade. Because here's the thing. People immediately went on their, their PlayStations, their Xboxes or whatever, fired up NBA 2K. And, you know, in GM mode, you can propose trades. You can set up trades and you can simulate them. If you went on to your NBA 2K, and I watched 100 people doing this on the internet on their, you know, their Twitters or their Insta Reels or whatever. If you went on the internet on NBA 2K and you popped this trade into the Xbox said, no! No, why would we let you make this trade that's a 25-year-old superstar? Why would we let you send him out for a 31-year-old guy? By the way, I heard the greatest nickname I've ever heard in sports, Lonzo. I can't believe I've never heard this. Anthony Day to Davis. Never heard that. Kind of love it.
It's pretty accurate.
It's pretty good. Why would we let you send a 25-year-old generational superstar, one of three players in the NBA active that has like 20,000 points? It's like him, LeBron, and I don't know who the other one is right now. Not the point. I'm so spun in circles about this. Why would we let you do that? Your NBA video game was like, that's unrealistic, bud. Yet here it comes down the pipe at 12:12 in the morning that Luka Doncic is on his way to L.A. in return for Anthony Data Davis and a couple of other players that, who? Like, it's unbelievable. And when I say it's unbelievable, I mean that phrase literally. Like, when I saw it, I was incapable of belief. I was like, no, yeah, this is not real.
This is one of those things my wife yells into the game room and says, hey, I just saw this. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. And then immediately go check and go, oh no.
If I wouldn't have popped on Twitter and saw this, and if I'd have stayed playing video games and the wife would have yelled from across, hey, I don't know if you saw this, because she'll do this. Like, she's got the TV on or whatever, and she will sometimes, if I'm working or I'm recording something or I'm playing video games, she'll, like, open the door. If there's, like, a big breaking headline that even comes into her world, right? If there's a big breaking headline that comes into her world, she'll, like, knock on the door. She'll open the door. Usually my door's not closed. She'll pop her head in the door, and she'll be like, hey, did you see blank, right? Did you see that this guy did this or that happened? Because she likes, you know, she's awesome. She likes to be involved in my world. I appreciate that. If she would have been awake, it was 12:15 at night, she definitely was not. But had she been awake and popped her head in the door and she'd have been like, hey, honey, I don't know if you saw this, but one of my, you know, she follows these accounts, though, that are like, I don't really know how to describe them. They're like, they're accounts that report on sports, but they do it from like more of a pop culture perspective, right? Like they report on sports, but it's more of like, it's they're casual accounts, which again, fine, great, awesome. If that gets my wife involved in my love, awesome. I'm here for it. She follows one account where a guy, it's actually really entertaining. I may try to find one. A guy explains, though, NFL storylines by comparing them to, like, celebrity storylines and reality TV storylines and stuff like that, right? He's like, all right, so I want you to imagine that Luka Doncic is this guy, and he was the bachelor in season 3, and the Lakers are this girl who got the rose. But remember that the bachelor really liked this girl over here, but she did, explains it that way. And the ladies love it, which is great. That's awesome. I want them involved. I love that they're involved if that's what it takes. If she would have popped her head in the door and she would have been like, hey, honey, one of my people on Instagram just said that Luka Doncic, I feel like that's a name I've heard you say before. Luka Doncic got traded to the Lakers for Anthony Davis. I would have been like, oh, bless your heart, sweetheart. Thank you for trying. But obviously that's a silly, dumb thing that would never happen. And you should unfollow whatever account told you that. Turns out that would have been shams. That'd have been shams. It'd have been a shams bomb. Look, we're gonna talk about this today. And for those of you that aren't basketball people, and for those of you that are basketball people, but you would prefer that Zoe and I keep it like regional basketball, which is understandable, there's a reason we're gonna talk about this trade. Zoe, I have been an NBA fan since I was, I mean, honestly, a child, okay? My Uncle Mike, I've told the story before. My first word was basketball. My Uncle Mike was a baller. He got me into the game early. Basketball is my first love, okay? Basketball is my first love. It's my favorite sport. I know that's blasphemy in the South, but I have to set it up for this conversation. I have been an NBA fan for as long as I can remember. Even when the NBA has given me reasons to walk away, I never have. I never have. So, I cannot remember a trade that stopped the world the way that Luka traded. It was 12:15 in the morning. It's all anybody was talking about. You know, on X, on the phone app, over on the side of the app, it shows you like who's live, right? Doing like chats, doing like stop bys, whatever they call them on X nowadays. It used to be Twitter Spaces. I don't know if they're still that, because you have to pay for them now, and I'm poor, so I don't. It was 12:15 at night. Ordinarily, like on my follower list, there might be like a guy live, and it's usually like, you know, our guys Q and those guys from the Welcome Home pod, or, you know, one of the Clemson guys, like one of the reporters will go live late at night if there's news, whatever. Ordinarily, it's somebody like that. After I read this trade news in my bed, though, I got out of the bed and went back into the Burrow Cave, because I'm like, this is what we're talking about now. I don't care if it's 12:15. We have to address this. Even if it is just a series of smart-ass late-night tweets, I have to address this. I got out of bed. I went to the Bro Cave. I fired up the laptop. I'm like, just in case, like, let me follow up. Let me see. Like, I kept waiting for what the other term of the deal was, right? They sent Anthony Davis in a first-round pick and also 17 first-round picks next year, because that's more of a solid one-for-one. I got up. I went on the. I went to the Bro Cave. I fired up the laptop. I opened up X just to kind of follow along with the reporting world. And there were like 29 Twitter spaces going on. All of them that were just like, Luka for AD question mark? WTF Dallas question mark? Yo question mark? Right? Like those were the titles of the spaces. I have been an NBA fan since I was a child. So I do not recall in the history of the NBA, at least as far as I have been involved in watching it, I do not recall a trade that riled up not a fan base. Because I got to tell you right now, this trade is so wild. I felt a new feeling on Saturday night. You know what that feeling was? Sadness for Dallas fans. I've never felt sadness for Dallas fans, any of them, at any point.
I still don't. I mean, I get this is an unprecedented what happened, but at least they didn't, when he's playing well and not hurt, it didn't like they got a scrub back. I mean, it isn't like they traded Luka for, six cans of Dr. Pepper. I mean, at least they got someone back. Maybe not equal. I mean, in his day, may have been equal, but he's still not a pushover nobody.
He's not a pushover nobody. I'll tell you what he is. He ain't him. When I say him, I mean that's our guy. That's the centerpiece. That's the guy. Anthony Davis is a number two. He's a Robin. There will never be a day where AD's Batman.
Okay,
never.
So when does Kyrie get blamed? Has it happened yet?
I'm going to tell you what.
Has he got blamed yet?
That was a thought that I had, but here's the thing. Kyrie only accepted going back to Dallas because of Luka Doncic. Now, there's a bunch of hypotheses about why this happened, right? There's a bunch of hypotheses about why this happened. Like, why this move now? Why would you trade a 25-year-old face of the league for a 31-year-old guy whose nickname is Street Clothes? Why would you trade that? And Nico Harrison, the GM for Dallas, came out and he tried to explain it away while he was holding Jason Kidd hostage, by the way. I don't know if you've seen this video. I may pull it up and play it on the stream later. All right. Him and Jay Kidd are sitting at a podium and somebody's like, yo, like, huh? And Nico Harrison, the GM of the Mavs, is sitting there next to Jay Kidd. And he's like, well, you know, at the end of the day, I make the decisions and Jason Kidd supports me. And Jason Kidd, Lonzo, is sitting on the side and he's got his hat backwards and his glasses on. The ultimate I don't want to be here look, right? Like when my wife says we're going to do this thing and I don't want to do that thing. It's backwards hat, ripped up jeans, big hoodie, right? Like that is the, ladies, if you ever want to go somewhere with your man and he comes downstairs with a backwards baseball cap and the oversized hoodie and the ripped up jeans, just know that's his I don't want to do this uniform, all right? We're not going to outright be like, hey, I don't want to do this, sweetheart. I'm doing it for you. But that's the uniform make it quick.
Or you're Rob Brown, you don't want to deal with the paparazzi.
There's also that, you know? Got to give him old photos. Jason Kidd's sitting there, and he's like leaned back in his chair, and he's got his arms crossed, and he's just like looking around. Like, I'm like, Jason, blink twice if you need help, buddy. Blink twice if you need help. There's a lot to this trade. There are theories floating around that Luka Doncic, who remember, got banged up back around Christmas and took a handful of weeks off. Apparently, he hasn't been taking his conditioning seriously. Apparently, he got up to like 260 pounds. Now, in fairness, people think Luka's like 6'1". Dude's 6'6". He ain't a small cat.
On Amy's show, she was interviewing a radio guy from there, and they're trying to act like he drinks too much.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to address that because yesterday I sat in on BetMGM Game Day yesterday from 8 to 11 on the BetQL Network, and we had one of the guys on from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, Eric Chiafalo, who's a big name down there, by big name, and we talked to him. This dude not only sounded like he was completely devastated, but he was kind of like, it's a conditioning thing. So I want to talk a little bit about kind of how we got here. One of the most, here he is. Tell me that man's not like absolutely ready to get the hell up out of that building right now, Lonzo.
Yeah, he's not.
That dude's done.
He's also devastated.
Oh, for sure.
Because he just lost the centerpiece of his team.
But he's got to go out there and pretend, sitting next to the GM, hey, we got Anthony Davis. We're good.
No, he's also like, I'm going to get blamed.
Oh, for sure. He's getting fired next year.
And I'm getting fired. Yep. Exactly.
100%. All right, we're going to talk more about this because, listen, even if you're not an NBA fan, it's a ridiculous-ass story. Back after this, Rob Alonso, you, the Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob, of a great one, Lonzo, and you. We are talking early because what else are we going to talk about? Luka Doncic headed out to Los Angeles, California, as part of a trade with the LA Lakers that sends the 25-year-old in return for Anthony Davis, the 31-year-old that they call street clothes. Not a straight up. I mean, it's a straight up trade in that it's a straight up trade.
What's Luka's injury?
Luka had a lower body, I believe a leg injury, but has been rehabbing. He was supposed to play Saturday night, and then he just didn't, and everybody was like, yo, where's Luka? He was supposed to come back tonight, and now we know. The Mavs held him out, and they held him out because, obviously, this deal was in place, or at least was being finalized.
I think the Lakers held someone out, too, but no one noticed, because it's like, he's hurt again.
Because he just held out.
Yeah, he's hurt again.
The Luka was supposed to return on Saturday night, and then he didn't, and nobody really knew why. And then it turns out it was because the Mavs were on their way to sending Luka to LA. So there was a lot of discussion about how this went down. And apparently Luka must have, according to the Mavs, or at least in the Mavs' opinion, not been taking his conditioning seriously. And I will say, Luka had very clearly been putting on some weight. Okay? That's not a secret. You could see it. He had been putting on some LBs.
I remember watching a highlight and going, who is that? And then realizing who it was like, oh.
Yeah. Luka in his prime, when he was making the run to the finals, Luka was playing at 227, 230, somewhere in that ballpark. Now, I do want to point out, because I came to the recognition yesterday that, and I don't know why this is, a lot of people assumed Luka ain't really that big of a dude. He goes 6'6". All right, he's not, I mean, he ain't a 7-footer, but he goes 6'6". He's definitely in that small forward range. Luka apparently had gotten up to about 260. But here's the thing. He got up to 260, still owned every game that he played when he was healthy, right? Still owned every game he played. Now, I understand that. Here's what I'm going to say. There is got to be more to this story from the Mavericks side. There's got to be more. There's got to be, they found out about like a long-term injury possibility. Right? Yeah, he's back. He's healthy, whatever. But Luka's got this injury that leads to further injury. There's got to be something that led the Mavs to believe that Luka can't be a franchise player for 10 years. Right? Remember, Luka was, his contract is still under team control for a few more years. But Luka Doncic becomes eligible, or was going to become eligible if he stayed with the Mavs, for a supermax contract, which would have been about $365 million this offseason. And It is possible that maybe the Mavericks just didn't want to pay Luka Doncic $365 million. Now, again, I have to assume there's a reason for that. The man brought you to an NBA Finals. I got to assume there's a reason for that. I don't know what that reason would be. Is he genuinely hurt? Is he, maybe he really is. Maybe he really is everything that he's accused of being. Not taking his conditioning seriously, allowing himself to put on a bunch of weight, which I don't care what you say, even if he's still dominant. He could not be as dominant as he could be at 260 as he would be when he was playing at 225, 227, 230 in that range. 30 extra pounds of weight is 30 more pounds that he's got to get up in the air when he's hitting those fadeaways or going to the rack strong or whatever. So I guess there's something to it. But that's still, all of that, even if all of that's true, that still does not get the Mavericks off the hook in this discussion. The reason why is, if they would have put Luka Doncic on the block for the entire NBA, do you think the best offer that they would have gotten is a 31-year-old Anthony Davis who, A, can't stay healthy? They call him street close. Somebody called him on my show on Saturday, Anthony Data Davis, which is my favorite nickname in sports right now. Anthony Davis and a first rounder. Do you think that that is the best that they could have gotten for a 25-year-old stud, even if you told the rest of the league, you know what, this leg injury he's got is an injury that very much could be a career lingering, maybe career shortening injury. I'm still giving you more than AD and a first rounder, right? Which means, and we got this report later in the day. I think Shams dropped this one too, and a bunch of other NBA journalists have jumped on board and said they've gotten wind that this is true too. Apparently, Nico Harrison, the GM of the Mavs, only called the Lakers. Just only called Rob Pelinka, the GM of the Lakers, and was like, hey, Luka's on the block. You want him? They were like, I assume, first off, Rob Pelinka assumed it was a crank call, right? Bring, bring. Rob Pelinka. Hey, Rob, it's Nico Harrison. What's up, Nick? Hey, man, you guys want Luka Doncic? All right, who took Nico's phone? Who is this? Rob, it's Nico, for real. Dude, seriously, who is this? Bro, it's Nico Harrison. Do you want Luka Doncic? Yeah, I guess so. What do you want, LeBron? What do you want for Luka? You want like our whole bench? What do you want for this guy? I don't know, man. What do you feel about AD and a first? I got to assume Rob Pelinka said yes before Nico finished talking, right? Like, yeah, of course I do, and of course I'll give you AD for him. And then the story came out, and again, I don't know how much of all of this angle is true, but apparently, Nico wanted AD. That was the goal of the trade for him, was Anthony Davis. The Lakers, since Anthony Davis became a Laker, despite protestations from many people on the flip side, the Lakers have never given an indication that they wanted to trade Anthony Davis. They probably should have, because again, and I've had this take since he left New Orleans, you want the reality about Anthony Davis? Anthony Davis ain't the guy. He's a good player. Real good player. Good four. Can be the five. Can come out and play the wing if you need him to. Anthony Davis is a good player. To the point that I genuinely believe that Anthony Davis, if he wanted to, could be a face of the league caliber player. But the reality is, and pardon me for using a young man's expression, Anthony Davis ain't got that dog in him. He doesn't want to be a star. He wants to be with a LeBron James. You want to know why I think Anthony Davis wanted out of New Orleans? It ain't because he was upset at the management. The management was giving Anthony Davis everything he wanted in New Orleans before he split town to become a Laker. You want to know why AD wanted out of New Orleans, in my opinion? AD wanted out of New Orleans because New Orleans was not going to find a big-time veteran superstar to let him be that guy. And Anthony Davis, I don't think, wants to be him. And again, not everybody got that dog in him. Having that dog in you is so rare, we have an expression for it. It's, you ain't got that dog in you. Or, he do got that dog in him. Anthony Davis ain't got that dog in him. He wants to be paired up with a guy so that he does not have to be the guy. Because if you're in that role, you're getting paid that much, and you ain't the guy, especially in a place like LA, you're getting toe up from the flow up. So, I'm not sure. I mean, I am sure Nico Harrison said after the trade, and I'm going to play some audio from the press conference he did with Jason Kidd a little bit later on in the show. He said he believes in the NBA in 2025, and I'm not even saying he's wrong about this. If you want to win, you got to have interior defense and rebounding. Cool. I agree with that. You want to know why the Denver Nuggets, a team that outside of Jamal Murray, really doesn't have a lot that jumps off the page at you, or NBA Finals threats, even when they're not the best version of the Denver Nuggets? Nikola Jokic, a guy who can shoot the three, who can score from range, but is never given enough credit for the way that he patrols the paint and grabs boards. That's it. Go look at Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards. Why are the Timberwolves a team that's been there? Rebounds, interior defense, Anthony Davis going and getting the rock off the glass. I don't disagree with Nico on that. But man, you've still got to have somebody that is able to do special things when they have the basketball. And you had that with Luka Doncic, even if he ticked you off. Now, we had on Saturday's show, Double D grabbed Eric Chiafolo, who is with 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, one of the two big stations there in the Big D. And first off, we had Eric on, and he did not sound well. Okay? The Dallas fans are not well, because they know they got the shaft on this one. They're not well. And I was like, all right, we're getting all this take that the Mavs were actually unhappy with Luka Doncic behind the scenes. What reason is there for that? And Chiafolo said, well, they're unhappy about his conditioning, right? Like, he goes out with his injury, he sits down for a couple of weeks to get it right, and apparently, during that stretch while he was out, they wanted Luka Doncic to be like Kobe Bryant, right? He's in the gym at 3 a.m., he's on the hardwood at 5, he's back in the gym at 9 a.m., he's back on the hardwood at noon, he eats lunch, he's back in the gym, he's back on the hardwood, and he runs, you know, four-day practices every single day. And he wasn't that. Luka Doncic was just kind of like rehabbing the injury, like any other guy. And the Mavs looked and went, yeah, that's not the mentality of a superstar. All right, bro, like, not everybody's Kobe. That man brought you to an NBA Finals. I mean, I get what you're saying, but, like, not everybody is that. I said this, I don't even remember what segment we were talking about, but a week ago, do you know why it is that guys that have the Mamba mentality stand out? Because it's rare. Why is it? Do you understand why when you talk about it, I don't care what business or whether it's the career field or a particular business, do you know why it is that so many people always point to one guy and go, that guy's got a great work ethic? Because it's rare, all right? You know what else is rare? The talent Luka Doncic has. And he set him for Anthony Davis. I don't care if Luka Doncic walked into Nico Harrison's office daily and went, hey, dude, bleep you. You suck at your job. You don't get, even if you're going to give him up, just Anthony Davis at first, put that man on the block for the entire NBA to see and have yourself a bidding war for him, right? I would guess out of 30 teams, there's probably 20 of them that would have been interested in Luka Doncic. And you just called the Lakers. And on top of that, of all the teams, you just called the Lakers? Everybody hates the Lakers. What are we doing here, Ra or Nico? I don't know, man. What I do know is this trade is so ridiculous that for about 12 minutes, everyone on Twitter was unified in hating the Mavs, hating the Lakers, and for about 12 minutes, not believing this was real at all, because it makes no sense. I don't remember an NBA trade stopping every other conversation in sports the way that this one did. All right. We'll circle back around to that later in the show. We got a lot more we got to get to. It is Big Game TM Week here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. It's 100% he says, Rod.
Oh, he does.
100%.
So Saturday, I had a no-show, which I had a idea that that would happen, which is why I ask you to make picks.
Yep.
So there were two people picking yesterday or Saturday. It was Rod and Rob. So
Rod is definitely what is said in that promo right there. And I
Rod picked all the controversial calls Saturday, by the way.
This one?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about on the bracket.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Rod,
okay,
Rod was definitely the heel.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because on this show,
I relish that.
Rod is definitely the heel.
For sure. For sure.
We all see when Rod shows up. We do.
I don't. It is what it is. I forgot my glasses. Actually, I don't have any that match this shirt yet, so, you know.
I was going to say, your glasses are on your face, dude.
Fashion, baby, fashion. It is Big Game TM Week here on The Rod Brown Show and the Fan Upstate Super Bowl Licks happening down in the Big Easy.
You know what's funny? The Luka story took away from the Kansas City's cheating story. Or the refs are cheating, rather.
The refs are cheating, correct.
Yeah, people stop looking at that. And
it's also...
It'll die out by Wednesday.
Oh, no. Let's be real clear. It died out because America's attention span is about yay long.
That's what I mean. The Luka talk will die out by Wednesday, and they'll be back to the refs.
100%. I was going to say, it died out for now. Because we had all this going on. And you still got one more day. De'Aaron Fox got moved yesterday from Sacramento to San Antonio. Victor Wembanyama has a running mate now, which, by the way, I kind of like the Spurs a lot now. Veteran leadership at CP3. Outside winger all-star in De'Aaron Fox. Supernatural freak of nature, Victor Wembanyama in the middle. That Spurs team might be all right. Like, good.
They're unwatchable as long as the grump is still on the sidelines.
You're a hater. How do you hate
that
Pops?
Dude's a punk. He's been a punk forever. And people who wouldn't tolerate that kind of attitude for people they work with, they're okay with. If we had someone around here who acted like that all the time, you'd be hating on that guy every single day.
Pops?
Yes.
No.
If someone had an attitude like that in this building, oh, for sure.
No.
He would be, if he was your boss, you'd be in trouble all the time. You'd
be
like, I cannot stand that guy.
Here's the problem. I don't think there's a coach in the league that goes to bat for the boys like Pops does. I don't think there's a guy in the league as an HC that goes to bat for the boys like Pops does. If I had a boss like Pops, I wouldn't mind him being on my ass a little bit if I knew that he had my best interest whenever it was shielding me from everybody else. It is one thing to be on me, asking me to be better and demanding me to be better in my role as a player. But if I know that anytime there's outside criticism and critique, that guy's going to bat for me there, I'll take the criticism.
See,
in the uni.
This is just like Belichick. All right, everything was fine, how he was and everything, and then they started losing. And then suddenly no one cared for his attitude or anything. When's the last time the Spurs did anything?
I mean, about the same time that they lost a crop of generational players all at the same time. And I'm going to tell you right now, what they're building in San Antonio right now, 2 years from now, they're a threat.
Have the Dallas Cowboys won a playoff game since the Spurs won the championship?
God, no. The Dallas Cowboys haven't won a playoff game, or they've won one playoff game since I was 10.
When's the last time Spurs won a championship?
Again, they lost a generational crop of stars and had paid everything. Let me ask you this, and I mean this. This is not meant to, like, toss a grenade in the conversation, though.
Whenever you say that, it is. Okay,
no,
Rod.
It's not. It's a genuine question because you and I, listen, you know what it is? I wonder if, and I mean this, every time we talk Aaron Rodgers and I say that guy's a bum and I don't want him anywhere near my team, you, like, thinly veil accuse it of, oh, it's because of Aaron Rodgers' politics away from the league, which is fine.
I don't know what you're talking
which
about,
is fine.
And I'm very offended that you would even accuse me of such.
Let's pretend that's accurate. Is that maybe the inverse with Pops? Because Pops is a pretty outspoken, going the other direction guy.
Oh, he's a jerk, man. I don't care about your politics. There are jerks on both sides. He's a jerk. Last time they won was 2014.
Been a minute. But only one team can do it. It ain't easy.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you right now.
That's 11 years.
My man
11
got,
years of that attitude.
My man got De'Aaron Fox on that team, CP3 as a clubhouse leader. Victor Wembanyama.
All right, so would you say that...
I believe in aliens now, by the way. It's Victor Wembanyama.
This is his best team in years. Would you say that?
Now with De'Aaron Fox on it? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So when they bow out in the first round, you have to blame him, right?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Fine.
Contacts matters in everything. Mm-hmm.
They still got half a season, right?
Yeah, give or take. Still got All-Star games coming up, the 16th, I think, as the halfway point? Yeah. I think there's a very good chance. I think there's a very good chance that the Spurs could become, I'll say, compelling this year. I will also point out that they are 12th of 15 in the West right now. They are 16 and a half games back of the lead. Like, that's a lot of ground to make up with them finally giving somebody two pops that ain't Wemby or Chris Paul.
There's a video someone posted, and the caption is, Dallas area orthopedic surgeons finding out the Mavs are starting AD, Kyrie, and Clay next season.
That's the sound of people running money together.
Yeah, it's a video of money laundering. That's exactly what it is. That's incredible. Very excited.
It's going to be, I don't know, man. I like I said, Shotty gets HC for the Cowboys, and then they send away the best basketball player the Mavs have had since Dirk Nowitzki was in his prime, and you could have built around that dude, and instead you send him out for Anthony Davis.
I'm not going to apologize for not liking mean people, okay? As far as Popovich goes, I care less about his politics. If I want to do the politics thing, I'd be talking about the coach of Steph.
Kerr?
Yeah. It was hard. It's hard.
I'll tell you this. I think Pops is more outspoken than Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
Is,
well, anyways, yeah. You know what Steve Kerr isn't? He's not mean. At least he doesn't appear. Popovich is a mean person.
I think he's just an old guy.
No, he was mean before he was old. How long has he been on that team? Coaching that team?
I don't know. We just ended up on different Pops positions here. I don't view him. I view him as an ornery old guy that's endearing to me in a way. Like, endearing to me. There's ornery old guys that I'm like, hey, you're an ornery old guy and I don't want to be around you. And then there's ornery old guys that you're like, okay, I get why. I get it. I kind of like this guy.
If they're a little bit funny, I guess, but I mean.
See, I think Pops is. I think Pops is, but that's just me.
Something else just popped up. Jerry Jones realizing he's not the dumbest sports GM in Dallas anymore.
I do like that. Let's see. A couple of texts that have come in. 844-326-3663 is the text line. 844-326-3663. Here are the texts that have been coming in so far. Spartan Bird J texts the show. Said, morning, boys. Job got me on the road the next 6 to 7 weeks. I'll be listening on the Odyssey app. Have a great week. Yeet! From Spartanburg J.
Hey, Spartanburg J, make sure you listen for at least an hour a day.
Yeah, because our Slam Dunk in Vegas competition underway right now. If you go to the Odyssey app, AUDACY, it's free. Download and register yourself. Then you listen to the Fan Upstate for 60 cumulative minutes any given day of the week. You'll be entered into our our Slam Dunk in Vegas competition. If you win out of the national pool, you're getting a trip for four to Las Vegas. You're getting hair fare, you're getting accommodations, and you're getting $5,000 for every one of your four. That is $20,000 in spending cash for a trip to Vegas. All you got to do, Odyssey app, register. It's free. Listen to the Fan Upstate for 60 minutes. You're automatically entered. Jay, have a safe trip, buddy. Let us know when you're checking in. Texter said, internet sleuths believe that the relationship between Dallas and Luka is fractured because he drinks a beer before and after games. He shows up out of shape and has discipline issues. Okay, let's say, for the sake of the conversation, Texter, let's say that all that's true. Let's say Luka knocks down a brewski before every game. Let's say he stone colds a brewski after every game. Let's say that while he's out on the injury, he got out of shape. He's not working to stay in shape. All of those are definitely things that are bad. Hell, I'll agree with you that all of those are reasons that I would be willing to move on from Luka Doncic. Let's say it's all true and I'm willing to move on from him. You send him to L.A. for Anthony Davis in a first. Do you think if you put Luka on the block, you made the announcement, you came out Saturday night, instead of announcing that you sent him to L.A., the only team he talked to, you grabbed the mic and you said, hey, Luka Doncic is on the block. We're ready to move on from Luka. Open bidding, high man wins. You think you're getting Anthony Davis in a first is the best offer you're going to get? Get out of here with that. Come on. Come on. Even if everything you said is correct, the internet sleuths are right, and the response is Nico Harrison hates that Luka downs a Coors Light after every game. Is that is that really a good reason to ship out a guy who's averaging 28.5 a game? And B, if it is, are you shipping him out for Anthony Street Clothes Data Davis and a first.
All right, here's,
stop it.
Here's how we're going to know that this is that the drinking thing is reality when he signs his next contract, if they put it in there, something about him not being able to drink that much.
What if I told you, if you go out and you give me 28.5 a game, I'll buy you the six-pack myself. Are you kidding me? I will buy you the six-pack, and I'll get you a lift home every night on the franchise. I will write the Uber clause in your contract. You want to knock back a 12-er in the locker room? Tell you what, Luca, any game you give me a 30-piece, I'll buy you the most expensive beer you want, and I'll get you the Uber for free.
Wow, that sounds like someone with a problem.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like somebody who enjoys a beer.
It absolutely, you always defend that, but it absolutely sounds like it. The thing is, I wonder how much of this is true, because there's no need to defend anything. If this is the reason, if it's that bad that you are willing to trade that kind of a talent. What if it is that bad? You would think they would try to get him help if it was, because this is probably just a way to cover, you know, what everyone's going to consider a bad thing. But what if he really does have that kind of problem and he drank his way out of Dallas?
Then I'm going to tell you.
What I'm saying is, don't discount the possibility of that being a reason.
I don't care if the man. Okay, first off, let's start with this.
Not everyone's you either.
I don't disagree. Let's start with this. Drinking beer ain't illegal. This ain't a guy who's shooting up heroin in the locker room. All right? He's not. He didn't get caught sniffing coke off of lady parts after a win. He drank a few beers. And say he got hammered after every win. All right? Maybe you'd say, all right, Luca, we feel like maybe you got a problem. All right? Maybe there's an issue here. From what I've seen, seems to me like Luca's just a guy who likes beer. And turns out, I'm living proof. Somebody who likes to go, I had a good day, I'm going to crack a brewski or two. That's not a problem. That's just a guy who likes beer. There's nothing wrong with that. So I'm going to start with internet sleuths figure out the dude's getting hammered after a game. Okay, no, you haven't. No, you haven't. And I'm going to go ahead and say there'd be a little bit more evidence, because it ain't like once you get shammered, it just like stops. You just leave the facility and you're good now. Like, the world is full of TMZs, we know.
Unless he's your guy, and if he's your guy, you don't release that stuff. I'm talking about fans. If you're fans, you don't want that getting out there, but now suddenly he's not your guy anymore, and maybe more stuff comes
out. Again, the world is full of TMZs that don't give a damn what uniform you have. If they can put something juicy out there like Luca's getting shammered after the game.
I get what you're saying.
The only way it's not out is if the Mavs have been actively protecting that, and if that's the reason, then it's kind of on them for allowing it, right?
It is, but here's the thing. I we have seen college towns hiding things for years. When something happens, they brush it under the rug because they're a college town. This guy gets caught for drunk driving. This guy gets caught for this. Suddenly, it's a slap on the wrist. It's gone because it's a college town. How's Dallas any different?
There is a massive difference between Tallahassee and Dallas, Texas, with one of the biggest and most well-known NBA franchises out there, right? Like, the NFL can't keep anything under the table, right? Like, that's part of the reason I don't believe in the conspiracy theory. They can't keep a damn secret. Texter said, did Jerry Jones take over as GM of the Mavericks? Crazy trade. Texter said, screw the Spurs. Tell me how the Mavs trade Luka for a ham sandwich. And I know that the news reports say LeBron had nothing to do with it, but we all know that's crap. Is there a teammate who he hasn't screwed over yet?
All right. Here's the thing. Do we all know that?
No, we don't. Because there is apparently, and I have not seen it yet, but there is apparently at least a kind of away from everything else. And Shams reported, and again, I'm giving Shams the benefit of the doubt until something comes out that's wrong. Benefit of the doubt to Shams. Shams reported the same night LeBron was at dinner with his family when he got the news that this trade went down. Anthony Davis had no, to the point, there's a video going around. I have seen this one. Anthony Davis is in the post-game interview after Saturday night when the Lakers, for some reason, somehow wrecked the Knicks on the road. There is a video where Anthony Davis is in a chair in the locker room doing the post-game interview. And mid-interview, somebody's like, hey, Anthony, you know, like, your Lakers legacy, how do you feel about it? And you can tell he has this weird look on his face like, why are you asking me this, right? Like, we're not even at the All-Star break. Why are you asking me this? And another reporter says, check your phone. And then the video cuts out. So I don't know if, like, if that was a tease for whatever else, but apparently somebody said to AD in the post-game press conference, check your phone. They did not know about this until it went down. I don't think this is a LeBron thing. I think this is Nico Harrison once done with Luka, which I assume that means Luka slept with his wife. That's the only thing I can come up with here, right? And he wanted him done, wanted it gone, whatever, felt Anthony Davis was the move, called Rob Pelinka, the GM of the Lakers, and was like, take him. Take him. He's yours. Give me Anthony Davis. We'll call it good. And of course the Lakers are going to say yeah to that. Are you kidding me? Any team would have said yeah to that. So, I don't know. This whole thing is it's weird. Texture said, isn't Lonzo kind of like Popovich?
Am I, though? Am I really? Am I?
I don't think Greg's a jerk. I don't think he's a jerk.
Okay. All right.
I like Pops. I'd play for Pops.
I'm one of the nicest people in this building. Now, this could be a very mean building. It could absolutely be a very mean building.
True. That's also true. You know my favorite part of the trade is? You know who Luka Doncic used to be teammates with? J.J. Redick, the head coach of the Lakers. They're buddies. This ought to be good. Let's take a break. Come back after this. Lonzo is the Luka Doncic of sports flashes. Listen to this.
I did get traded. I absolutely got traded. And it was a shock to everyone.
Midnight on a Wednesday.
And look what happened after that, championships. I'm just saying. As we approach tomorrow's NBA trade deadline, players are moving after the Luka Doncic trade to the Lakers. Another all-star moved last night as Sacramento sent De'Aaron Fox to the Spurs and acquired Chicago guard Zach LaVine in a three-team deal. The Kings also received Sidy Sissoko, which I had to look up because I didn't know that was a person. Three first-round picks and three second-round. He's from France, man. I don't cover that. Round picks. The Bulls get first-round pick as well as Zach Collins and Trey Jones from Spurs and Kevin Huerter from Sacramento. After a national championship win, Ohio State offensive coordinator Chip Kelly is leaving the team to join the Las Vegas Raiders in the same role under new head coach Pete Carroll. Kelly spent the last 7 years in college football and helped lead the Buckeyes to a 36-point per game and 14-2 record that included the national championship.